The idea is that in case of a disaster or threats on campus, that the WISC Alert system will instantly send out a text message to people's cell phones, warning them of the danger. A company called Inspiron Logistics developed the system, which is already being used on the University of Minnesota's Twin Cities campus. Recently, several students there learned they weren't getting the alerts, which included a warning of a bomb threat, even though they signed up for the service. Dan Walter is a spokesman for the University of Minnesota.
It seems that those with prepaid phone service, instead of the prepaid plans that you get at convenience stores, they sometimes have issues getting them, as well as some people that have smaller providers that are not nearby the Twin Cities area. Some of those have had issues getting the message.
Walter says Inspiron Logistics has quickly found a way to test for incompatible service providers during the text alert sign-up process and configure a new format unique to the person's phone. In some cases, the alerts would be an email instead of a text message. UW-Madison spokesman John Lucas says glitches like these make the case for having multiple ways of sending out alerts. He says the developing WISC Alert system will cover as much ground as possible.
Students will receive a mass email, or they may receive a voicemail on their campus phone, or if they're in a certain geographical area and their phone is part of the reverse 911 system that we're using now, a student could potentially receive the same message three or four different ways, which would be great.
The WISC Alerts tech service is expected to launch by June. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.